Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hey, hey, it is game day here at the happiest podcast on earth. I have four contestants with us today. I know what you're thinking. Four people plus me. That's five on one episode. That's a lot, Hunter. You know, it's been, you know, two, three, maybe four, but five. We have the crew here, the game day contestants for today. Contestant number one, Nick Foster.
Hola.
Contestant number two, Andrew Bailey.
What up?
Contestant number three, Melinda Riley.
Hey, everybody.
And contestant number four, AJ Mulholland.
Hello, hello.
And I am your game host this evening, morning, afternoon, whenever you are listening to us, Hunter Hazen, ready to go with our Christmas edition game day for 2023. We've done a lot of things over Christmas, but before we start this game day, I think, just because we're all here, we go around real quickly and just say our favorite Christmas-specific Disney character, or favorite Disney character for the Christmas season. You know, if it's a meet and greet and you really like that they wear a certain costume in the Christmas season, or, you know, they have a Christmas movie special and it's your favorite, you know, which one, when you think Christmas Disney character, which one pops in your mind? For me, it's Goofy, because Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. I love the Goofy and Max kind of dynamic. There's they go to buy their Christmas tree. It's just a story that sticks with me. So y'all, what is your favorite Disney Christmas character?
Well, today at work, I got to meet Santa Mickey, which was so cute. If y'all saw my stories at magically.aj, I got to meet Santa Mickey. I was so excited. Minnie was there too, but I did not get to see her. And then we have Donald and Daisy coming on Thursday. So I think in the spirit of me meeting him today, I'm going to have to say Santa Mickey. His little beard under his chin is hysterical to me. It's not well done whatsoever, but we love it. He's trying. He's trying his hardest.
Just hanging on by a thread. Or
correct.
Two threads.
He got really annoyed because I wasn't twinning with him, and he was asking me where my beard was today, and I was like, sir, I'm not going that hard for the Christmas fit. You are getting this Christmas fit and this one only. I'm not growing a beard for you. Sorry, Mickey.
Disappointing.
Is that Disney look if you wear a fake beard?
He was really wanting me to have a white beard. I was like, Mickey, please. Like, I don't know how to take this right now.
Maybe a look.
Well, can you guess what mine is?
Belle in her winter outfit.
It's absolutely Belle in her winter outfit. That's absolutely my favorite. Yes, absolutely. I want to go to Jollywood Nights just to see her, because she's fabulous.
She definitely rocks that solo.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, she's in the stage show, Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Not a meet and greet, just a stage show.
You can just meet her. You can just meet her at Epcot in her Christmas outfit.
What?
Well, if only I could get to Epcot in December whenever I wanted to.
Hey, you might be able to. You got a week.
I know a guy.
You know a guy? You know a person I could get in touch with?
Yeah.
We've got a few contacts.
Just a couple, maybe. Just maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a character outside the box here. It's not a Disney Parks character. It's from a Disney Channel original movie called The Ultimate Christmas Present, one of my all-time faves. And it is Samantha, which is the main character's best friend, played by Brenda Song. And she's just a really supportive friend, and I appreciate that about her. She told her friend to turn off the weather machine, and she didn't listen, and a lot of problems happened because of that. So shout out to Brenda Song. Shout out to Samantha Kwan. She's the realest.
Very. That's a deep cut right there.
I love it.
Mine is a newer cut.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he sings, he dances, and he just really embodies everything about Christmas, and once showed an entire new group of people what Christmas was really about.
Oh, gosh. Jack Skellington.
And that is Mr. Kevin Bacon.
Oh, man.
What?
Wow.
From the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
I love that. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin Bacon.
It's so funny because Disney Plus did a promo for, like, you can find all of your holiday classics on Disney Plus right now. And they were showing, like, Home Alone, like, some true holiday classics. But Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special kept, like, showing up in there.
And I was
like,
it's so good.
It is good.
I loved it.
It's good, but who considers that to be like a holiday classic? Like, it
well,
just
apparently
came out.
Andrew does.
You know what? Ask the masses in 10 years what's a true, you know, classic when it comes to Christmas
time. I don't
think
that's going to be included.
No, there. It's so going to be there.
All right.
Like, that's the thing that kids are going to want to watch is the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to be their tradition. Like 10 years from now, they're going to be like, remember
Andrew's,
that
Andrew's
2020
children,
classic?
That will definitely be the case. If you if that becomes your kid's holiday classic, then you have to allow your kids to put Guardians of the Galaxy ornaments all over your Christmas tree.
All over their Christmas tree.
No, because we know Andrew does not do decorated trees with like cute little family ornaments. No. Like when his children are making popsicle stick ornaments over at the preschool, he's going to be like, that's nice, sweetie, and put it in like the basement. His tree, when we went to his apartment, was immaculate.
Yeah, well, and that's because Andrew doesn't allow Ansley to put any other ornaments on the tree. This was a topic of conversation in Andrew's apartment.
Like it looks like it belongs at a Home Goods as
beautiful.
Like the
so
ad
beautiful.
For the tree that you should be buying.
Yeah, from the showroom to the living room.
Just right. So everyone knows this, I get this from my mom because we would come home and we were like, oh, like look what I made. And she's like, that looks so great, sweetie. go put it on your tree. Go put it on your tree.
On
so
your
good.
Tree.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the y'all know what Biltmore House is?
Yes.
Okay. Our Christmas trees are inspired by the Biltmore.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, Murphy.
My mom's strategy was, my dad's a huge Star Wars guy and he had like literally like Slave Leia, Darth Vader, like all this stuff. The front of the tree is all beautiful Lennox ornaments. And then the back of the tree is literally like Cyborg from like Star Trek, Princess Leia, all that stuff. So like if you flip the tree around, it goes from like Hallmark to just nerd terror.
That's cool though.
Yeah, I love that.
No, and Ansley likes to do this new thing because the we just got a new tree this year in our apartment, and you can change the lights. You can have white lights or you can have colored lights. Mm-hmm. And colored lights have a place.
Not
in my living room.
Not for me.
And
I am
so
a white Ansley, girl.
I'll come home sometimes and Ansley will just have the colored lights on just to like mess
bother
with
you.
Yeah.
Luke tries to turn the colored lights on, and I told him we made a deal. I said after New Year's, that's when the colored lights can stay on for a few days.
That's when the tree is gone.
No, our tree stays up
after
past
New Year's, January 1. Dad, I'm ready.
No. Our tree stays up past January 6th.
You gotta gotta do little Christmas.
Yeah,
honestly, just
it's a Cuban tradition.
Super quick, because I know we got to get to our game day.
Yeah.
What is the appropriate time to take down your tree?
I'm going to be honest with you. Mine did not come down. I had it up last year. It's beautiful. It takes up a lot of my living room space. It's gorgeous. And I just never took it down. I took down
the
ornaments in like January, but the tree stayed up all year round.
I can vouch for this because I saw it in her house.
That's
and
the
I
same.
Was just there.
That's the same for me. When we did our DCP in 2015, we got there and the Christmas tree was in the living room when we started our college program in August. And when we
like
left,
someone
it was
just
still
had a
in
Christmas
the
tree.
Yeah.
There?
The people before us, because whenever you're in those apartments, it's like a perpetual move in, move out. Like there's never, it's never empty. So like there's stuff in there that people are like, oh, I don't know. That belonged to so-and-so. And that person had it because it was so, and like, it's weird. It's very strange, but we had a Christmas tree that lived with us. No ornaments, no lights, completely bare, even through the Christmas season. It was just, Vista
That's
Way
so
Christmas.
Sad. It was just like a green tree. Mine was at least flocked. It's like pretty and white.
It was very dingy. It was imagine Vista Way as a Christmas tree. That's what
I mean.
Was.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
I mean, one of my best friends at Vista Way, they were the party house, and they decorated their tree with natty light cans. So
sounds about right.
Vista Way, keeping it classy.
Correct. Welcome
I just
home,
really
friends.
Love what's happening right now because we have not all been together in so long, and just like the conversations that are happening, it warms my heart. It brings me into such a good place. So I appreciate.
Would you say it puts you in the Christmas spirit?
For sure. Cheer. I feel like we're like having Christmas dinner. We're hanging out, having like, and I'm also sad tonight because this is my last Hunter's game day. So.
Well, like any good Christmas dinner, we're gonna ruin some family relationships with a game day. So flipping the table.
Go. It's been nice. Now game on.
Nice knowing y'all. Hate you all. XOXO.
So y'all have decided your teams based on our last conversation and choosing your favorite Disney characters because I have associated your Disney characters the way I see fit. My plan was to ask you your favorite Disney characters, and then I was going to, in my head, think of which two of those characters would gravitate towards one another, just be friends. I don't know. I was just trying to be like, maybe this will be easy and they'll give me a layup and I'll be Kevin like, oh, one said Mickey, one said Minnie. So y'all are a team.
Easy.
No, so I have Mickey, Kevin Bacon, Belle, and Samantha.
Samantha?
And I had to write down that Samantha was a friend as like a character trait because I know nothing of Samantha. So basically what I've come to, Bacon and Belle alliteration sounds pretty good. So y'all are on a team. That will be Andrew and Mel versus Nikki, Samantha, AJ.
Let's go.
And Nick.
Let's go.
And we are playing Password. Ooh. Christmas Ooh. Edition.
Heck yeah.
Game on.
We are playing Password. So you know the rules. A password is given to, oh shoot, yeah, the password is given to each team, a designated member of each team. So I don't know why I just started a group chat with AJ and Nick, because y'all will Correct. Not be in any group like, chat.
Don't
I just got a text being like, congratulations, you're a team.
Yeah, my bad.
How wholesome.
I was thank about you. To send the password the enthusiasm to y'all there. Too, but no. So AJ and Andrew will be going up against Mel and Nick. So I am opening some group chats for AJ.
Like they'll be the ones receiving the password?
Yes, that's who will be receiving password.
Got it. But the teams are still Nick and AJ and
the
Andrew.
The teams though. Are still Nick and AJ, yeah. Got so it. If you receive the password, obviously, you're the one giving the hints. If you don't receive the password, you are the guesser on that team. We bounce back and forth, one hint per team, back, forth, until the password is guessed. If a password, say, is, no, just first person to get the password. Yeah. So you have an advantage of going first. So.
This has been like, it's been so long since we played Password that I'm like, yeah. I'm anxious about this.
I'm a little, okay, wait, just so I know that I'm doing this right, because I'm anxious. So they give a hint, and then are you asking questions or you just have to guess based off the hint? I know this right. is a question.
They give one word.
One word and one word only. Guess. You answer one word and one word only.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If there's conversation, so like, I'm
like last.
That.
I'll give you an I'll give you an example. Last year, one of them was Arendelle, and I thought I was slick because I was like, ooh, aqua. Thinking, duh, everyone knows my favorite drink is the Arendelle aqua. And someone said like ocean. So like, yes, aqua, ocean. Like you're thinking of like what that word could correlate
very
with.
Smart.
But
you were on Hunter's team, I think. For that
yeah, whoever that guy was who just could not get it together and remember my favorite drink. But yeah, you're like saying a word that you're hoping is going to spark that correlation so that they guess it correctly.
All I know is Mel and I didn't last long in one of these password games, and we were the first two getting thrown off of the.
Well, Nick, I'm going to need you to step up here.
Listen,
bud.
I am ready. Okay. Well, this is going to be a problem because you put me on the most competitive person in the room, Steve.
Nah, you'll be all right. You'll be
the
all right.
The toxicity is already starting to come out with AJ.
Listen, we are not here to lose. Get That's your okay. matching PJs on and let's go.
Okay.
I'm not losing my last game day, AJ. So,
let's do this. Everyone, brace yourselves. Mel and Nick, here comes the first password.
Shoot. I thought they were going first.
I know.
The password is snow.
My brain doesn't want to work this hard today.
If you guys could see my hands, they're glistening.
You shake, please.
Sweating.
Okay. Mel, obviously, you will be going first, ladies first. So
Wow.
We'll be giving the hint to Andrew.
It's one word. Okay. White.
Christmas?
Wow, that would have been a layup to start us off.
That would have been amazing, but no.
Okay. Bubbles.
Oh, not where I thought you were going at all. Bubbles. Snope?
I knew it.
Yes.
No.
That is correct. As soon as he said it.
Yes!
Which is funny because when Mel said white, I was like, oh, snow, duh.
Like, duh, that's what it's gotta be. Right?
My heart was racing there. My heart was racing.
That's it. That's
if I
it.
If I could use multiple words, I would just say Nick's favorite thing
in the whole wide world.
Nick's favorite thing.
I couldn't decide if I wanted to say snow or bubbles, but glad we got there.
Yeah, yeah, I would have said
Bubbles
soap.
Is the way to go.
I would have said soap if
is
I were
soap
you.
Too close to Snope?
I mean, it's technically a different word.
I debated, but
I thought that was kind of cheating. That's why I didn't go with that. Yeah.
But you did. Right, good job, AJ.
Woohoo.
All right. So next to receive the passwords are AJ and Andrew. The passwords are on the way. The password is Snickerdoodle.
Man.
Password.
So stressed.
Just one
I'm
word.
Like sweating.
It's been a while since I felt this pressure in a Hunter's Game Day.
I'm glad I don't have my Fitbit on because I know it'd be like your heart rate's high.
Oh, I wonder what mine is right now, actually. I'm like for real shaking.
Who's going first?
Whoever got it right.
Me.
We'll go first.
All right.
And we'll roll with that for the rest of the game. So remember, if you get it right, you're the one who gives the first hint.
Got it. Oh, picking the words is hard because you don't want to make it too easy, but you also don't want to make it too hard.
That's all right. The game.
That's the game. Cinnamon.
Mm. Can I ask Hunter? Can I ask you a clarifying question?
Well, why?
Well, are all of these like Disney parks related?
Every
are you allowed to answer
hint
that?
Is inspired by the Disney parks.
Okay.
And Christmas.
Holidays at the parks.
Cinnamon.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I will go out on a limb and say you can find every one of these things in a Disney park during the Christmas season.
It's so broad, though.
That's all you're getting.
Roll.
Okay. I like that AJ said cinnamon because I was debating on which hint I was going to use, and one of them was cinnamon. All right. Cookie.
Snickerdoodle?
Yeah!
Hey, there it is. We are on a roll.
I was thinking gingerbread at first, but
that's immediately.
Does
but that's
gingerbread
not what
have
cinnamon.
Gingerbread
has cinnamon in it.
I think so.
I don't really think that's the main thing.
No, I mean ginger and molasses are the main things.
But... Oh,
it's not a good cookie.
The more you know.
I
haven't had the Disney gingerbread, but like I actually made ginger like an actual recipe and stuff like that. Like it was.
You don't like gingerbread cookies?
Wasn't my vibe. I like Snickers.
Yeah, it does.
I like those Reese's ones where it's like the peanut butter with the little Reese's on top.
What about the cookies with the Hershey Kiss in the middle? Those are awful.
They're good.
What are they called?
They're blossoms.
It's like the blossoms. I love them.
Disgusting.
I love raspberry thumbprints.
How is that gross? It's a peanut butter cookie with chocolate.
Just eat them separate. Like, why put them together?
Who eats Reese's?
What's wrong
with
you?
Who eats Kisses just plain? I don't do that.
I do. I eat the top off first.
Oh, I mean,
and then
I'll
base.
Eat a Kiss on its own, but
flavored
like,
ones I go for.
The proper way to eat a Hershey Kiss is in three bites: the top, then half of the bottom, then the other half of the bottom. It's a three bite.
Today is National. We're recording this on National Cookie Day, so shout out to all the cookies across the world.
Shout out to all the cookies.
Hey, cookies.
If you're still kicking, good luck to you. Because you ain't got much time.
I baked a bunch of cookies last night. They're just sitting on the counter waiting for me after this game day is recorded.
That's amazing. I'm jealous.
All right. Well, I made this a little too easy for the first two, but I felt like y'all should, you know, get used to it. So it's one to one.
Into a false sense of security.
So Nick and Mel, the next word, the next password is on the way.
Oh boy.
The password is collective. I'm going to ramp it up here.
I don't know what it is.
What?
I sent it to you.
What does this even mean?
No, but I don't know what it means.
Okay.
That's what I'm confused about.
Even better.
Every password exists in Disney Christmas
this
land.
Be an easy one at all.
I'm doing a little Google real quick.
That's fine. If you are the hint giver, you can do the Googling. If you so please. But
this
who got that
problem.
One right? Mel and Andrew. So Mel needs to give the first hint.
Oh my God. Okay.
This is a problem. I don't know if she's going to know this.
Reservation.
My goal with a couple of these were to pick ones that may go on forever. Just to see what happens.
Well done.
All right.
You ready, Mel?
No, I don't think so, but I'm just gonna go for it and hope that maybe Nick's hints will help. Okay.
We could both go in such opposite directions.
That's the glory of it.
Okay, stop.
I'm getting so excited.
Okay. Stage.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we're gonna have
hey,
to add,
other
we're
people
have, to
have
adding
plenty
some
of
music.
Time.
We're gonna have to be adding some music between these or something.
I'm gonna have to tell the editor
Stage.
To do that.
Gosh, whoever they are, it's gonna so
whoever they are, wish them luck.
Show.
I love when Hunter does his like goofy laugh.
Shut up. It's a genuine laugh. It's mm-hmm. not. Yeah, that's incorrect.
No, but I mean, I get why that's the thought process, though.
What did Andrew say?
Show. No, I ain't telling you.
Wow, that was so Italian right there. I ain't telling you.
I ain't telling you. No, no.
Oh man, I don't. This is hard, Hunter. This is very difficult because I don't want
to
say
you
why.
You went from 0 to 100. Yeah, so
there's
quickly.
a lot of complaining going on. Not a lot of word hints being.
Not
given.
A lot of playing.
Complaining, not a lot of playing.
All right, AJ. This is sad because. 5.
Only one word. I don't know. Jingle Bam. That's not.
That is
I'm trying to
two
think
words.
Of what Mel had to Google.
I did stay. I will say I stayed true to the no like two word phrases. Nothing. It's all every one of these, one word only.
I'm just gonna group.
Wait, what?
Group. Think about previous hints.
What did Nick say? I missed
know.
It.
I'm not telling you.
Well, I actually wrote it down. So let's help. 5.
No, that's not it.
Said 5.
5?
And then I said group.
Andrew.
Abulous?
Really? Oh my gosh.
No, not quite.
It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen.
It will. It will.
Not. I have things to say.
You're missing a hint that you need to be given.
Well, first of all, I don't even know what it is. So
no.
You are at a disadvantage.
What was his thing? Fabulous? Okay.
I'll say Tomorrowland.
Ooh. I don't know.
You're at a serious disadvantage.
Everything I can think of has more than one word in it. Oh, wait. No. That was her clue.
This one's...
I feel like it's not... I don't know, because my only guess is two words in
Andrew,
it.
Andrew, don't cheat.
I'm not cheating.
I don't believe you. Put your phone out.
I'm gonna say power line. Ready? It's not
that's,
it.
That's still two words.
Andrew's
you know?
Cheating. He was
power
looking at
one
the
word.
Answer.
Power line is one word.
He is so cheating. Look at his face. He has a stupid little grin on his face.
My phone.
No, he thinks he figured it out.
No, had his phone, and then I said, Andrew, quit cheating, and he put his phone on the counter, and he had a grin on his face.
Oh,
yes,
no,
he's
no,
doing
I'm not
it
cheating.
Again.
I'm not cheating. I just
I know exactly what you were looking up because you could get this one, but you don't remember what it's called. And so you were cheating. Oh my God. If Andrew gets this right now, that
no,
is.
No, but the thing is, I know what it is. I know what it is.
It doesn't matter. You didn't know the word. Go ahead, Mel. Say your clue because he's going to know it regardless because he already looked it up on his phone.
I actually couldn't. I was looking
what?
Up.
He's admitting he should be immediately.
Andrew, I'll give you one opportunity to tell us exactly what was happening to come clean. Without penalty.
I didn't know there was any kind of like a you. Once I figured it out, I know what it is. I couldn't think of the word.
He was looking it up.
And this is. I will say, I'm an honest man.
You don't wait till the tell all like I do.
No, I looked up the. I looked up Christmas Tomorrowland Christmas band.
That is cheating.
I was doing the same thing.
No, AJ,
she
did the same thing.
Had to Google it. Why can't we?
Okay.
I'm saying
you're playing
she did.
Password and you have like you're up to like four hints. If you throw all four of those words in Google, you're gonna find the answer.
Okay,
that
but
is
like
how it works.
Andrew,
that's how Google
Andrew
works.
just happened to
but
have it
also,
fall in his lap,
no.
So he should be
but
able to
also,
answer.
Andrew
so,
is the
yes,
only one
I will
who could
say
have
this.
gotten.
Listen,
Andrew,
listen.
AJ has not been to the Christmas party, and this is new this year.
No. It is my final ruling that in this case, this Court of Appeals has found that both parties were cheating.
Oh,
negating
AJ,
these are
why would you
offsetting
admit
penalties,
that?
Offsetting penalties.
Offsetting penalties.
It
is
to be an honest
Mel's turn
woman.
AJ.
To give a hint. Offsetting penalties.
Do we have
a new word?
Nope.
I'm just giving
no,
a hint.
That's
no,
ridiculous.
He's gonna get it.
Andrew's gonna get it.
All right.
No,
because
I couldn't find the answer. I couldn't find the answer.
Oh,
I don't
can
buy
I
that.
Guess? Because I think I know.
We're just gonna
I
say this one's a draw. This one we have there's
it's a
we're
draw,
gonna
like for
the
sure.
Down. Replay the down.
Is it collective?
Offsetting penalties. Yeah, that's what
okay.
It is. Cheetah.
Yeah,
see, why I was
I
confused, because the band is called
the
Collective Five. For those who don't know, it's
word.
Like their play on 4Town.
Yeah.
But no, in all this stuff online, it's
AJ
the Connective Five. So the fact that she said five, I was like, ooh, I don't think it could be that. But like obviously it has to be because five, Tomorrowland.
AJ would have never gotten that because they're brand new to the party and she's never been to the party. So she would have never known.
The thing is about this.
I kept
game,
wanting to say the Connect Four, but I knew it was five.
Connect Four.
It was collective. The word
I was going to say toys.
So now I'm going to go on my little scoreboard
like collecting.
Here, and I'm going to write cheater on each
oh
side, just so
AJ,
I remember.
If you
what
would
had
have
happened
just
on
held
this
back
day.
That information, we would have had a point.
I knew she was cheating, but girl code, I wasn't going to say.
Okay, well, I knew Andrew was cheating, and guy code, I called Andrew out so quickly.
You called him out so hard.
And he got caught, and his little face tried to pretend, which I
Andrew
appreciate.
Is
You're not
a
good
liar,
Andrew. Good job.
He is a terrible liar.
That's why, but that's how you know I don't cheat in game days, though.
Yeah, because if you do, you're going to smile your
butt
off.
I don't know
off.
If a cheating
He's gonna
scandal
be like,
has been
I know
ever,
the answer.
Like, aired publicly like this in a Hunter's Game Day. So
yeah, we also know AJ can cheat all the time, and
correct.
Doesn't
I'm really good at cheating.
Doesn't even
we
budge,
talked about
so.
That in our hangout with
that's
the Patreon
why I came
members
clean.
On Friday night, actually.
Anyways, we're gonna move on
damn
past
it.
This because I'm just disappointed. Not mad, I'm just disappointed in all of
hey,
you.
Hey, I didn't
okay,
cheat.
Dad, I'm sorry.
So the next password is on the way. The password is soiree. Since both of y'all cheated, y'all just decide who goes first. I don't even care at this point.
This is going
we'll just,
to Andrew.
We'll just go.
And AJ.
Yeah. We'll just say that it's Mel again. We'll just basically restart last round, and then we'll cut out the cheating scandal.
No, the cheating scandal stays. That is part of the episode.
That is new. Yeah.
Andrew just doesn't want his good name tarnished on air for all the listeners to hear.
Gosh.
All right, Andrew.
Gotta bribe the editor, and then maybe.
No. That stays. I caught Andrew in the act. That stays.
Andrew, you can start this one. Go crazy, kiddo.
I was about to say, did you mean to send that to us?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is
it's
y'all's words. Because y'all forfeited that turn out of just terrible, terrible things.
Ridiculous.
I don't want to give too good of a hint.
Because
if I mean,
you could Google it and find out what the best hint to give is.
Stop.
No.
Best
no.
password hint for.
For the record, I just have a Notes app open.
Okay.
Track of the
synonyms
words.
To blink.
I trust you, Mo.
Yeah, we know you're just bluffing right now to
the other
throw
two
us off the scent.
Definitely don't trust.
I just threw my phone across the way.
All right. Let's hear it,
honestly,
Andrew.
All right. Mel, you're going to get this one wrong.
Okay.
But he wants to give such a terrible hint that it gets back to you again.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
So bad. The anticipation.
Oh, this is painful.
DJ.
What?
Okay, interesting.
DJ. it's so...
You know what? I just thought of, like, actually the perfect hint that probably could have gotten it to you on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever that is, if you want to text it to AJ, by all
means. No, I...
Doesn't...
Stage? I don't know. I have no clue.
All right.
I'm just picking something since he gave me an awful, thing on purpose.
No, that was
well, since I
interesting.
Can't cheat and figure out where this belongs, I'm just going to say where I think this belongs.
Oh, dear.
Twilight.
Oh, Damn.
Please get this for the love of Mickey. Twilight.
I know, begging. But there could be so many different things.
Could it really be so many different things?
Hey. There's a lot of chatter going on over here. You need to pipe it down.
Like telepathically trying to tell you.
Yeah, Jollywood?
Let's go, Mel.
Okay.
Think of what she just said, because okay. Nick will get
that's,
it on.
That's how the game works.
That's how this works, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Hey, no explanation, Andrew. I need you to give a hint. One word.
You're saying Nick will get
no
this next
manipulation.
Time.
Okay.
Shindig.
That was my next word. Dang it. Why are we the same person?
DJ Twilight Shindig?
Forget DJ.
No, you're not allowed to explain anything. You give a hint. It is given to the person.
Forget my terrible hint that I threw away on
Thursday. Forget my terrible hint.
First off, if you give a hint and then it gets back to you and you say, okay, ignore my first hint. I gave that bad one on purpose. Then that is
right,
not allowed.
Fine.
Not allowed. Executive ruling. That is terrible.
Wait, so it was, I'm Twilight. And then what did you say? It was like,
Shindig.
Shindig? Very Merry Christmas Party? That's not really one word.
That is a lot of words.
I don't know. I have no clue.
That is so many words.
I'm not in Disney.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. It is.
Fancy.
Soiree.
Yep. There it is.
I don't know what that is, so I wouldn't have ever
heard
of
it. Twilight word like soiree.
At the Tip Top Club.
I was going to say, I couldn't remember if it was at the Tip Top Club or if that's what they were calling the Hollywood Brown Derby stuff.
One of the words was like tip or top or club. So,
sorry, honestly, with Andrew's DJ comment, that could have been it.
Well, like it did, it wasn't the worst hint, but like I feel like that was just enough of a hint to kind of throw people off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I would have gone with like band. Like soirees are usually a little more
fancy. I don't know. I'm surprised I pulled that out of nowhere, honestly. I don't know where soiree came from.
All right. The next password is coming over the airwaves right now. To Mel and Nick. Let's listen in. The password is menagerie.
Why do you keep picking things that I don't understand? This is really not fair.
I go first.
Is it okay? Does the hint giver have to know? Yes. Yeah. The hint giver cannot use Google. Yeah,
I can't use Google.
The hint receiver can't use Google.
Can the hint giver use Google?
I don't think anybody should use Google.
Yeah, nobody uses Google.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm sorry. I'm competing against everyone who lives in Florida.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that is because you picked Belle as your favorite character, and she's so similar to Kevin Bacon that y'all are on the same.
I do think that Mel is at a serious disadvantage here, but
okay.
Because that disadvantage is at the benefit of me, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
No, I like this word. It's a good one. Should
Mel,
I start?
Mel, try your best. Okay, try your best. You can do it.
Well, it's AJ first anyway.
Oh yeah, AJ.
Yeah, so I give a clue?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
That is not a hint.
This is wild.
I'm going to say Arctic.
Arctic? Can't think of any. Coke?
Okay. It's okay.
I do love a Coca-Cola.
Correct. Got one right now. I was thinking polar bears.
How Ansley and I met. Or got together.
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola. I
just
love that. What
in general, a Coca-Cola got you together or the Coca-Cola?
She wanted a Coke. And I was like, oh, I'll run and get you a Coke.
All right.
And then I had to choose between Santa Claus or polar bears.
Okay.
And I didn't know she was Jewish, so I went polar bears.
And it's been true love ever since.
That's awesome.
Wow.
All right. Mel, you got this.
From the very vague things I know. Puppets?
The tension. You could hear a pin drop.
I hear my dog snoring.
Oh, no.
Aww.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
No, it's I'm messing. That's one of my favorite things to do.
You got this.
Arctic and puppets. Muppets?
What?
No, not quite.
All right, AJ.
Oh God. I don't like that he's so excited to get to me because I don't want to let him down.
Yeah, it's Arendelle Aqua all over again. Contact, like, listen to me. This is a layup.
AJ, eye contact. Locked in. Magical.
I don't like your cadence. You need to say it a little more monotone.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
have you ever watched Password? That's how they do it.
Don't even need the hint.
Magical. Come on, AJ, please.
It's now or never for AJ.
Magical. Okay, I know what it is. I just don't know the name of it. Uh-oh. Celebration?
Oh, what happens when you can't use Google?
Correct. I know what you're talking about. I just don't know the name of it.
No, I don't think you do.
Mel, I think you can say anything, and Andrew's got it.
Animals.
Menagerie!
No, it is!
Menagerie!
AJ, no. Let me down.
I was definitely thinking Frozen Magical Celebration.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's unfortunate.
It was a layup with Magical, and Andrew took it.
Yep. Alley-oop, pick six, whatever you want to call it.
Dang it.
All right. Next word.
What is the score right now?
It is 2-2.
That's
tied. Two to two tied. So.
Oh, dear.
Why did you have to ask? That just makes the anxiety that much higher.
The next password has been sent over the airwaves. The password is Neil, as in Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, that was not a good reaction by AJ.
Can you double check what you just wrote and make sure that's not a typo?
That's it.
Oh,
oh dear.
Well,
oh, dear.
Nick, it's been nice knowing you, dear.
Stop. Oh, dear.
I, like, don't even have... Yeah, I got nothing.
I go first, though.
Go for it. Hopefully whatever you say makes sense to Nick.
Magical menagerie. Come on, AJ.
Dang it, no, now I know. Now
Arctic
I know.
Puppets Magical, and we couldn't get freaking... You were still on freaking Frozen?
What the fuck? We're moving on, Frozen, baby.
We're moving on from Menagerie, all right? We're moving on from Menagerie. It's one word.
Well, no, I'm going to ask you if this about is his two word. Words or one word.
It's hyphenated.
If there's a space or a hyphen, it's two words.
No, it's not. That's one word. Star-Lord has a hyphen in it, and that's one name.
She's going to get it very first thing if he does what I think he's doing.
Just text it to me quickly.
It didn't autocorrect.
What is this? What is that? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's not doing what I thought he was doing.
My gosh. Serious now? Why?
Hopefully, no.
It didn't autocorrect with a space.
Why do I need to put this? That is two words.
It is?
Yep. I can buy one on Etsy right now. It is two words.
What
is
I can that buy one on Etsy right now? Right. What are
That's
you?
A major clue.
What can you buy on Etsy?
Going very
Whoa!
Different directions.
The deep cut. And the funny thing is, he won't say that hint, so now y'all will never know what that word
no,
was.
It was still some it. Sort of a clue.
It's Letter. Not even the password. It's just a word that we thought of.
Okay. What did you
Go
say?
For it.
Sweater.
What was it?
That? Sweater.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
I will tell you the hint I was thinking after, and I want to know if anybody would get it.
Merchandise?
No.
I don't know.
It's going to take a couple.
I don't want to. Nice no! Preface. You're going in such a different direction than me. What are you talking about?
Here.
We're going to go narrator.
What?
Processional?
No, but I like where your head's at.
Hey, that's easy now. Easy
I know
now.
What direction you're going in now.
Next hint, Andrew.
I feel like I should just keep going with the way I'm going. Actually, no, that I way. Shouldn't. No, I shouldn't. Tony.
Homie? Is that what you said?
Tony.
Tony, like T as in
Tony.
Tony.
The second time you said it, it sounded more like Tommy.
It did.
Like, no. Tommy. What?
Tommy. With an N.
Oh, there we go.
No.
Right up your alley.
Not that. Noni? Like,
you can't cheat like that, Andrew.
That's not cheating.
Yes, it is. You just clarified what you meant by Tony.
Tony, Tony with an N. Is that bad?
Did yeah, he just said, never mind. I won't even repeat what he said.
He said something else? I think it got missed.
No, he said something.
If I heard it, I would have filed sanctions.
He said,
don't tell me.
But I think Mel already heard it.
I did, but I'm not. It's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, see, she heard it. He said, uh-oh. Right up your alley.
Right up my alley.
Yeah, cheating.
Hey, that is a phrase, sir.
That's
you
what
watch. You Andrew better watch said. Yourself. Next yeah. one is a point. Minus
get him,
one.
Dad.
Minus
do
one.
Do it again. Do it again.
Son.
Y'all are like talking too much, and I can't.
In this game day with us, I'm going to discipline y'all.
Oh jeez. My gosh.
God.
He's only two. I don't discipline him yet. It's okay.
Cancel.
Shut up.
Jollywood? I have no.
Jollywood's so popular. I hope that doesn't
Rick
come
is going
later.
On with these words.
I'm nervous to get my hint.
I don't know if I'll know it, honestly.
My alley.
Mother.
Mother.
Tony, mother. What?
Oh, Frick. This is the thing, is that it's probably something, and I'm not good with those things. So
it's probably something, please.
I mean, it's a word. We know that for
say
sure.
What it probably is, but what in the world? Mother.
Uh-huh. Any day.
I'm stealing the route you're taking, AJ.
Mary.
All right.
I don't know what Mary has to do with the Tony Award, but
no. Legendary.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is gonna take forever.
Put your phone down.
Wait. I'm literally writing notes, I promise.
As she swiped from her browser screen to her notes screen. I'm kidding.
Fair. Oh my god.
Oh,
okay.
I would never get
the
this.
Sass.
Okay. It's a legend. She has a Tony. She's mother. I'm like debating who I think it might be.
I have no clue. Literally.
This was the one. This is the one I was looking for this whole time.
Oh my god. I don't want to get this wrong because I feel like I'm going to like really kick myself in the butt when I do. So,
this is so
oh
difficult.
God.
I have literally no clue. None.
Can I ask a question that's like side note?
It's nobody else is allowed to speak except for me. All right, what's question?
So, if it's a name, is it just a first name if that were like a thing? Or
every no? Answer is a single word.
It's just a single word. Okay.
Hunter Hazen is two Holy words.
Mother, legendary.
Only I could see a list of certain things right now. It'd be really helpful. Actually, probably wouldn't help me at all because I'd be like,
no, honestly, idea. I'm looking at the word. They don't make sense.
They
like,
do.
They will.
Make sense.
They will. As soon as we tell you what it is, you're going to be like, there's exactly. People in their cars right now screaming at us for taking
I'm sure, and I feel really, I'm really sorry. Sweater. Okay.
What the frick did sweater have to do with any of this?
That I can't talk.
Sweater. Elsa.
No.
I don't
all right.
know.
Next hint.
Elsa's legendary.
Oh jeez.
I want to do teammate.
No discussions funny. Here. No discussions, no hints. Just a word is all I'm looking for from AJ Mohan.
All my good words are gone.
There's some
better ones.
There's some really good ones that y'all are choosing not to, but.
I mean.
I wish I could say something right now.
Met.
I know the word, and I've been watching way too many
episodes of Kardashians. My brain immediately goes to the Kardashians.
Not.
I know.
Met.
Nah. The
frick, mother.
I know you just mother.
This is killing me.
I don't.
My brain just turned on.
What?
Nothing.
Matt.
Gosh. I'm just happy AJ's going this route.
I am in so much pain right now for how hard this is for you two. I feel like we're trying to make it so easy.
No,
we
but
even
I
started
I don't,
going the
I'm
same
not,
route.
I'm not good with names. I'm terrible with names.
Well,
I feel like once you hear
somebody, I don't know many people that don't. Anyways,
correct.
Guess. What is your guess?
Idina.
Okay.
Mel. Barney.
Oh. Andrew.
Hold on.
Barney?
Hold on. What are we holding on?
No, I'm like her notes for the millionth time.
I'm just really staring at these notes.
Gertie?
Baby Bop.
Gertie?
What?
No, not Gertie.
Gertie. The dinosaur?
Yeah, not Gertie.
Next hint.
AJ, back to you. I'm not going to get this.
This might be a password record.
Okay, do I give such an easy one?
I think it's time.
Apparently, it's not going to happen for me.
There's plenty of information.
I don't know
on
how
the table.
Easy I can go. So, I mean, you gave a name. I'm going to throw Patrick. Oh my God.
She went for the Hail Mary.
I went for the Hail Mary and you fumbled, baby.
Shut
it's gone.
Up.
Oh, I haven't everybody. Said a word yet.
What
but I
guess?
Don't know.
You have. We're shortening this round. You have 10 seconds.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Swayze.
Okay. Mel.
Patrick.
Okay.
Harris.
What'd you say?
Harris.
Harris?
Oh. No.
Listen to the hints.
Read your notes, Mel.
Oh. Neil.
There it is.
I did it.
That was the most painful ever.
That was difficult, okay? That was very difficult.
How was that? Mother, Met, Barney,
mother?
Legendary?
I would not have gone Mother with Neil Patrick Harris.
No, that could
How
be...
I Met Your Mother.
My brain didn't go to How I Met Your Mother. I'm just supposed to pull that out of nowhere.
And
I went to Taylor Swift
met,
when you said
I'm
Mother.
It's like one of the most legendary TV shows of all time.
You said Mother and my brain went Taylor Swift.
I see what you did there.
That's my favorite sitcom.
I thought Rubble, like Barney.
I've never even seen
yeah,
it.
No, when you said Barney, I thought of a purple dinosaur.
Or the dinosaur. Yeah, that was the two I was, you know.
I thought Tony maybe the knew. How and the Met would have done
I
something.
I was trying with the How and the Met.
Oh, I said Tony.
Met was related to Mother. Didn't know that. Met in my brain, immediately Met Gala.
Yeah. What does the Met Gala have anything to do with
that's what I thought when she first said it.
I thought
hang
like
on,
this person had like a famous outfit at the Met Gala.
So originally I was going with Neil from the Santa Claus.
Yes.
So,
if you would have said yes, okay, sweater. And if you would have said elf, I would have said Neil.
Had no idea where you were going. No idea.
When you said
sweater, I was
but
thinking you were going Figment.
The hint I wanted to say was weenie whistle.
Yes,
oh,
I would have gotten
been,
that
yeah.
so fast.
Yeah, that's definitely two words.
Who made the sweater? Did we make this?
All right. Let me
look up to the booth here. Do we have time for one more?
Aren't we down
lightning round, baby?
Oh, the booth says, yep. Oh, I'm getting the thumbs up. All right, we're good to go. We got one more here.
Are we down by one?
Mel and Andrew have three. AJ and Nick have one. If Mel and Andrew get this one, they supplant themselves as the game. Or two, excuse me, two.
Okay.
2-3. So you're down one, as I meant to say. Yeah. So the password has been sent off through the airwaves to Mel and Nick to give their hints. The password is Osborne. Mel goes first. They have the advantage for all the marbles and Christmas cheer.
Marbles and Christmas cheer. Here we go. All right. I don't want it to be too easy. Gone.
Ooh.
Scarlet.
Okay, next hint. Because
that
ain't
that's
it.
Wrong.
See, here's the thing. I could say one word, and then it could be interpreted in different directions.
That's a common interpretation of this game.
I'm gonna go with the word. It makes me nervous saying this because of the youths. Ozzy.
Ooh, Oswald. Oh, so it's not that. Okay.
It's definitely not.
Well, I was. Never mind. I'll explain my thinking later.
Think about that.
Hey, one word, ma'am.
I'm just saying. Lights.
Osborne.
Oh, it's Osborne.
There it is.
Hey.
I thought Come on, AJ. Oswald family lights.
Oh, no.
The Oswald family lights.
AJ, you let me down multiple times tonight with your revealing of cheating, menagerie, and Oswald.
Oswald.
Why the heck was they named the spectacle?
I've never seen the Oswald family spectacle of the dancing lights.
I thought it was Oswald family.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at first, when you said gone, I immediately thought dream lights.
Yeah, so if I would have said lights, I thought you were going to have said dream.
I would have said dream lights.
Yeah.
AJ, Are you okay with your partner now, Andrew?
Yeah.
Did I redeem myself?
I just want to throw this out there, AJ.
I want to sub.
You are the reason that Nick has lost his last game day.
Cool. Thanks,
AJ. I'm so sorry.
I'm just throwing that out there. We have new champions, Andrew and Mel, through the month of December. They are the Christmas Cheer Award winners of 2023. It's a very
Happy
special
holidays,
trophy
you filthy animals.
That, yeah, we send out to our December game day winners every year.
Oh man, I'm sad.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I think we'll have to bring it back for redemption at this point now.
I don't think I can show my face again.
Oswald is the Christmas edition of concert.
Freaking rabbit. It's a rabbit. That's Rafiki's. What Oswald is.
It's bad.
Listen, it's okay, bad. Before my time,
AJ,
I'm
we're
so
gonna
sorry.
Go to freaking Animal Kingdom and we're gonna go see the magical menagerie, and I'm gonna say, look at them. Do you see the Arctic animals?
I didn't even know they were called the magical menagerie. Puppets. I just thought they were the menagerie.
Oh. Like, you should have absolutely gotten it.
I just knew them as the menagerie. Didn't have as many words to get mixed up on.
You should have said like glass menagerie.
This has been This has definitely been a whirlwind of a game day. Can I take a second before we go? Because I know we got to go. But I just want to say, first of all, Hunter, thank you so much for letting me participate in game days. It has meant the world to me. You are brilliant. You put so much like effort and attention to detail into these things. And I said this in our long ago recorded Dr. Foster episode, but one of my favorite Disney attractions will forever be Hunter's Game Days, because it's so much fun. It's a blast, and I appreciate you very much.
Thanks, man.
Yes,
Game Days are going to keep coming every month on the month. The attraction returns
one day.
And Nick
one
Foster,
day,
you're
one
not
day,
going anywhere. You're going to be AJ, one phone call away, buddy.
It's just funny to watch how all of you cope with all of this. AJ's is like her denial. AJ's straight up denial.
Denial. No, you're literally going to be on
comedy.
An episode like every other day. Please.
Andrew, I like to just make
Andrew
fun of you
and
leaving.
Mel are the only ones who actually like emotionally meet me where I'm at. The other two just cannot handle it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You are not going to be out of sight, out of mind. You're basically going to be on every episode. It's like you never left. Please.
It's fine.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
One day I'll book a lightning lane for one of Hunter's game days, though, because they're pretty solid attractions. So
they're tough to get. They sell out pretty fast. But
thank you. I appreciate it. For real, though, thank you for all the work you do with these. They're always a lot of fun. And this is one of the things that I'm going to be most sad not participating in. But I cannot wait to be in my car yelling at the answers at you fools. For not getting them faster than I get them when I'm
happens,
AJ.
Buddy.
It happens.
So sweet.
But this is not the end of our Christmas. We have more Christmas coming this month.
We do.
Nick, you've got a special one coming this month. So everybody be on the lookout. I also wanted to say thank you to a couple of our Patreon and subscribers. Some of our gold tier subscribers helped choose the words today. Thank you to Catherine, Abby, and Corey for giving some input on what the passwords would be today. They definitely stumped people. Neil actually was a suggestion of Catherine. So
Catherine,
thank you.
We're
very
done.
Much.
I'm so annoyed.
Wait, I have to do one shout out too. I promised this listener when I met them in the parks that I would give them a shout out, and I failed to do that. And I have a couple more of these. They'll be coming. But Zoe, doing her DCP, is a huge fan of the pod, big listener, and we met Zoe while we were getting s'mores, talked to her for a while. Zoe, thank you for listening, and we appreciate you.
There
you go.
So good luck, Zoe. I hope your program's going well.
I think she said it was going so well that she's doing another one, maybe.
Oh,
maybe,
wow.
Maybe I'm mistaken, but if not, she said that she was enjoying it. So.
Zoe, let us know. I want to know. How's it going?
Gonna go full-time Disney.
You're gonna go full time.
Make sure you grad, Zoe. Make sure you graduate. Go back if you only have a semester left. You know, just
yeah, go back to school if you need to finish school.
Or like advice from Papa Hunter.
just take a step back. You know, take those extra courses, and then you can always go back. You can always
or be like Melinda. Don't get a college degree. And I turned out completely fine.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
Everyone has their own course. You
know. Yeah, everyone's got their thing.
All right. Well, congrats to our game day champs, Andrew and Mel. We will see everybody on the next game day, on the next episode, keeping the Christmas spirit alive. But that is all for this one. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Freaking Happy game day.
Menagerie. Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris.